Browns football Sunday. Here we go. The 2025 football season almost upon us. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin. We go to the fan hotline. She covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Seen her all over Pro Football Talk, talking to Mike Florio recently. Good stuff. Mary Kay Cabot, nicely done. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, good.
We are well. We just did a little exercise. Most intriguing player at every position. And Andy and I had fun doing it. But we thought the guy who might be the most intriguing guy on this entire team might be DeJuan Jones at left tackle. How's he looked so far, and what are you hearing?
Well, he's looked good so far. It's hard to tell until you get into the regular season. It's really hard to tell because no one is game planning for you yet. No one is trying to attack your weaknesses. You haven't tried to see if you need to provide him with any chipping help or with any doubling or anything like that. So it's the unknown factor on the offensive line right now. And if he holds up and plays really well, I think the offensive line could potentially be one of the best in the NFL this season. But a lot of it comes down to how he performs.
Mary Kay, I thought it was interesting yesterday that Kevin Stefanski said he had never been to a big-time college football game other than, you know, his own games at Penn. I think that's kind of fascinating that your head coach...
That was funny.
Yeah, but it makes sense. If you're working in the NFL, it's kind of hard to get away on a Saturday to go watch a game. What was your reaction to that?
Well, I kind of knew that. I've heard him say that before, but this was the first time he actually said it publicly. So I actually wrote a little story about it and
put
a headline on it.
Yeah,
because I thought that was interesting. I thought people would find that kind of fascinating that he's never been to a major college football game before. But he started working for the Eagles right out of high school. And so right out of college, right out of Penn. So he didn't have those Saturdays. He, right from the jump, he was already tied up and busy and working in the NFL on Saturdays. So you just don't have time to go to those kind of games. But it is interesting that in all of these years that he's never been to one. And as I wrote in my story, if you're going to pick one to go to, you want to go to Ohio State beating top-ranked Texas in week one.
Good point.
Browns had people there. They had folks at the LSU-Clemson game, according to reports. How active are they going to be this year, Mary Kay, tracking down every guy who might be a possibility for a first-round pick at quarterback next year?
Well, absolutely. Every time these top quarterbacks are going to be playing around the country, the Browns will be there in some form or fashion. They will be represented at all of these games. It's vitally important that they come out of the 2026 draft with their quarterback of the future, unless, of course, Dylan Gabriel establishes that he is their surefire 100% can't-miss guy this year. And it might be tough to do that unless he has a lot of playing time and a lot of games and a lot of data. So they are going to be crisscrossing the country, looking at all of these quarterbacks and trying to determine the best course of action in 2026.
What kind of pressure does that put on your number two and three quarterback, knowing that the front office is out looking for a quarterback every week? How do these guys handle that position, and how should they think of it for the long term, if you can even do that in the NFL?
Well, competition always brings out the best in everyone, and no matter where you're at in the NFL, there's always going to be someone pressing you. And so these guys should just get used to that, because that's the name of the game in the NFL. There's always someone that's right behind you, ready to take your job. And it's just the tension of the NFL.
Do you think the Browns had a nudge, nudge, wink, wink, Isaiah Bond, we really like you type of thing in place, Mary Kay, if everything cleared up for him from a legal standpoint? Or do you think that was a late, hey, we're jumping in here and trying to get this guy?
Oh, no, it's documented. I mean, I have written a number of times that they stayed in very, very close contact with his agent and with Isaiah Bond throughout the process after the draft, when he went undrafted because of the arrest. They stayed in super close contact with his agent, and they never lost sight of him, and they always planned to acquire him if his legal situation cleared up. So that was not something that they jumped in on at the last minute.
How ready is he to play, in your estimation?
He looks pretty ready. He was doing two-a-days while he was out, and he was working really, really hard And I think that showed when he came here. I was very surprised that he seemed to be in such good shape. You know, when you run that fast and that far as a wide receiver and you have been out of football for a while, a lot of times you end up with pulled hamstrings and other pulled muscles. But so far he's stayed away from anything like that. And he catches the ball nicely with his hands. He's very fast. His route running looks good to me. So I think he will contribute in week one.
Mary Kay, we know the names on the offensive line. I'm just curious your thoughts on, you know, what they're going to be this season and the ability to keep this, you know, front five, you know, healthy all year and guys who need to be ready. Just your thoughts on the offensive line.
Well, again, I think it's a good offensive line. It's got three all pros on it. And I think that Ethan Posage plays at a Pro Bowl level. So I think the only unknown there, once again, is DeJuan. But I think, I mean, he's got the size, he's got the talent, he's got the ability. It's an adjustment, of course, playing at left tackle. But I think he'll be able to make that adjustment. And it's just going to be interesting to see, you know, will it take him a few games? Will teams try to exploit that as a weakness in the early going? Will he be able to stand up to it? So other than that, I think they should be very solid across the board.
How's Jack Conklin feeling these days? You know, his health has been a concern since he's been here. When he's healthy, he's a terrific offensive lineman.
Yeah, once again, he's an all-pro, and that shows. I mean, that caliber of player just hits differently when you see them out on the football field. And he is certainly in that category. And he's another year out from his surgery, a very, very major knee surgery. In his own right, we talked so much about Nick Chubb's knee, but Jack Conklin really had to come back from a very serious knee injury of his own. Yep. He's done that. He's another year out from it. And so I think he'll even be better this year.
How has Kevin Stefanski grown in the last 12 months?
I don't know. I mean, he's pretty consistent. I don't know that I can honestly say that in the last year he's grown in any single category. I know that he tries to be better every year than he was the year before, and he's comes from a growth mindset, and he always tries to increase his knowledge of offense and every other area of the football team. But I can't pinpoint one thing that maybe he's grown in, except for maybe just in delegating things a little bit. I think that, you know, now he feels really, really good about his staff at all positions. And I think that he probably will do a little bit better of a job of letting Tommy Reese handle some things, letting Bill Musgrave handle some things that he would have taken on his own.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, covers the Browns for the PlainDealerCleveland.com. You also covered Bill Belichick when he was here. You and I sat through many a press conference together. We know how painful those could be. I don't know if you happened to catch Bill after his North Carolina Tar Heels got smoked by TCU last night. Did you hear any of that press conference?
No, I've seen little snippets of it.
Mary Kay?
I didn't watch it.
It made me cry almost. It's like, Bill, you're trying to be cordial and nice. This isn't you. I had to laugh because I give him credit. You know, college is a different world than the NFL. But people were asking him questions, the type of questions that you and I asked him over the years and so many other people when he was here and in New England that he would not give a response to or would bite their head off or whatever. And he gave cordial answers to everything. I almost teared up. I felt bad for the guy, Mary Kay.
Well, you know what? It's early. It's early on in the process. So
that's a great line.
Sure, right? He wanted to put his best foot forward,
yeah.
Especially after a beatdown like that. So not too surprised about that. Wonder how it'll go, you know, weeks down the road.
It was just so strange to see the guy that we know is just so blunt and direct. And, no, you know, everybody in the NFL knew that. But I just kept waiting when I'm listening, because I listened to the whole press conference, and I thought, well, that was kind of a cordial answer. And that one was a cordial. Oh, man, come on, Bill.
Who is this guy?
It was different.
Yeah.
It was different.
Yes.
It is weird, though, to look at their coaching staff and go, man, this is like a Cleveland reunion. Michael Lombardi, Freddie Kitchens, who else? Mike Prefer's there. Jamie Collins is there. I mean, I think I was a little intrigued by that last night too. I'm like, there's some serious Browns influence on what he, on the staff that he has at North Carolina.
Oh, no question about it. It is. It definitely has a Cleveland Browns vibe to it, which is really kind of weird. But yeah, some familiar faces that we all enjoyed covering here.
Browns and Bengals coming up on Sunday.
Are you
Sunday.
Being PC on that? I'm sorry, Jeff. You're being a little PC on that, aren't you? We all did. I mean,
a little bit. Sure,
yes.
We did.
Interesting characters sure. across the board. Yes.
Browns, Bengals. Bengals doing something different this year and playing Joe Burrow in the preseason. Joe has had slow starts in the past. I wonder if it pays off. What are you looking for on Sunday?
Well, what I'm looking for is how is Joe Burrow and how is that offensive line going to handle what looks to me to be a dominant defensive line of the Cleveland Browns. I think that is where the game is going to be won by the Cleveland Browns on Sunday, is their defensive line getting after Joe Burrow, and they better have a game plan for how he's going to get the ball out quickly and how they're going to function on offense, because I think Myles Garrett is going to come out with his hair on fire. I think Mason Graham is going to show out very well, and the rest of the offense, defensive line. And I just really think that that is where the game is going to turn.
You like the Browns?
I do, because of that reason. I just think they, like I said, they better keep Joe upright. They better keep him protected and able to function, or it's going to be a very long afternoon.
You did a great job all preseason. Loved all your training camp coverage, everything you did to get ready for the season. Can't wait to see your work as we get going on Sunday. Thank you, Mary Kay.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Sure. Thanks for having me, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com, joining us right there on the Fan Hotline.